Oh man, this is
That was good, huh?
yeah, it was funny.
That was really good.
Lie. That was a funny moment.
That was a good one.
Fucking,
I got my zingers, dude.
Sometimes, I'm not
sometimes.
You have me rolling every once in a while for a white boy. Fucking, so bro, I found out like some crazy shit with this whole Tekashi 6ix9ine shit because apparently he's getting free soon.
He's already out.
Well, no, he is out, but no, I mean, like, he's been on house arrest this entire time. Now he's going to be officially
off. Oh, he's going to be free. Oh, I think I saw that. I think I've seen that on his Instagram.
He's going to be completely out, completely done, but that's the thing, though. Now that he's free, he doesn't have the protection of the cops anymore.
Ooh.
This nigga is scared for his life. There's already been fucking, rumors and shit going around that niggas is plotting to get this nigga.
Oh, they probably will get him.
Some niggas have been posting shit like
I have Tekashi no King doubt going nowhere. Has anybody big posted anything?
Fucking only person big that posted anything was Meek, and that was like a few little hints there, here and there.
Oh, bro, dude, Meek and YG are about to kill that fool, dude.
I feel like YG is.
YG's been the quietest. Don't even have to be there.
He's been the quietest one.
Yeah, dude.
I feel like YG the real one plotting.
Dude, I think the best subtle diss though towards him was the fucking that Trippie Redd video.
Yeah, that was
Enemy Arms. I think it is.
Trippie Redd, like, I'm not gonna lie.
With the rat that was painted with the rainbow?
Yeah, that was perfect. I'm not gonna lie. That was a little, nice little nod to it. I respect you for that, my man. And that was, good. But it's, it's crazy to me because it's, this nigga is gonna be free soon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, who really gonna go out of their way to get this nigga first?
Yeah. Who do you think's gonna take shots first, dude?
I don't think it's not going to be anybody big. I feel like it's going to be somebody small. I feel like it's somebody that we don't even, really, hear from or, know about that
yeah,
much.
It's going to be...
it's going to be some random-ass nigga, and I guarantee you, after he does
what if it's
he's going to blow
what
up.
What if it's, just some real-ass Compton dude who doesn't even have, an Instagram? Like,
dude, I wouldn't doubt that shit.
His name's, T-Bone or something.
I would laugh by myself. Dude... I swear to God, and if he fucking just gave himself up right at the end, as soon as he killed him, just like, yeah, I did it.
He's got it tatted on his nooks. T-E-E-E, bone.
The fact that it's just T-bone. What the fuck?
Oh,
come
shit.
On, my man. That is fucking crazy. But it's it's wild, because at the same time, it's I'm surprised that nobody's already gotten this nigga, but... You gotta realize he has been protected by the cops.
Yeah.
Fucking, there is, it's gonna be hard to get this nigga. But now that he's, free and wide open, what is he gonna do now? Is he gonna try and get more security on him? Is he gonna try and fucking...
Oh, dude, what is going on with the hairstyles, too, man, in these weird
wigs.
Videos? All the wigs?
They're wigs. They're straight up wigs.
What is he doing?
Yeah, his hair is regular brown. He's been wearing fucking wigs and shit.
God, that's
his fucking
terrible.
Girlfriend posted a pics talking about fucking, now you gotta argue with her boyfriend about wigs. That is sad.
That's
you
terrible.
Should not have to argue with your damn boyfriend on the goddamn wigs.
Oh, excuse me.
That is nasty. You drink too much.
Hey, that's a fact.
It's not wrong.
It's not wrong. It's right. No.
It's it's wild to think about in a couple months he probably could be the next one of the rappers that we fucking grew up listening to that's just gone.
Grew up listening to?
Well, not grew up. More like
what are you
fucking
talking about?
Our high school years.
Bro, this fool is a fucking dunce, bro.
You can't tell me you wasn't slopping none of his old songs.
I mean, dude, some of them are nice.
Yeah, some of them be
some
nice.
Some of them are catchy.
I'm not gonna lie, yeah, some of them be catchy.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I kind of like him a little bit, I guess.
Yeah,
I just,
he'd be
you know,
funny all right, as fuck
what,
to me.
Alright, well, what I do, alright, you know me, dude, I'm practically an anarchist. I love that he just does not give a goddamn shit. I
yes.
love that. I really do. In its core, it's kind of beautiful.
It is. It really fucking is. He does
and nobody's
not care.
Doing it the way he's doing it. I'm not no 6ix9ine stan or nothing, but that's fucking, you gotta have some, anybody in the game's gotta be I mean, the boy's doing it.
The boy's
look
doing
at Akon.
Akon respecting him.
Look at what Akon has done, and Akon's 50
was respecting him before he snitched.
Yeah. And now 50 probably still does.
I would say 50 lightweight still does.
50's like 50 behind closed doors is like
50 still respect his like more hey, than his own he's son. Like,
that boy slid though.
Exactly. You know, like 50, he cool you know what with I mean? This little nigga.
He's back there spitting game to people like, you see how that boy did him though?
No, like, he over there like, yeah, that's how you gotta play him.
50's got a cold ass mentality, bro. That fuck fool, yeah. That fool don't give a fuck, dude. The shit with Will Smith.
As long as the money come in, 50 don't care.
Ooh, that shit's crazy, bro.
Like, dude. And it's crazy because he really did kind of go big as Will with that shit. Like, bro, you need to chill. Don't go after Will.
Entanglement, dude.
Fuck entanglement. Entanglements, man.
Craziness.
That's some crazy shit. Fucking the other crazy shit was fucking that Meg Thee Stallion bullshit, bro.
Ooh, like, Tory.
Dude.
Tory.
I just want to know Tory. Like, I just really want to know your side of the story to everything. Like, I already heard Megan.
Is he still locked up?
I think he still is. I think he
got released. I think look I saw up. Something that's... Quick. Yeah, look it up. Jamie, you get that?
I wish we had a Jamie.
One day we'll have a Jamie.
I hope we have a Jamie.
And you know what? We're going to call him a Sheldon. We're going to call him a Sheldon.
I don't give Jamie, a fuck what his name is. If you hear this and you want to apply, please apply, and we will call you Sheldon, just to let you know. I need to let you know.
Man, dude, we got to start a Patreon, dude. We got to get something to where they can talk to us. It'll just be like $1 a month.
Yeah.
Straight up. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to fucking take money out your guys' pockets, but that shit'll be dope. You know what I mean? $1 a month, dude. Come on. Then you guys will be able to talk to us and shit. You know what I mean? That'll be better.
Always being able to hit us up and shit like that. Fucking just seeing what we're doing, and we'll let you know and shit.
Yeah,
like
'cause
that.
I don't really like. I'm gonna make an Instagram page for the fucking for the cast. I just haven't done it yet because. My phone right now is a little jacketed up, so I kind of want
to
get it.
He has a Maybon. Fucking, it's according to 4:40 a.m. on Sunday. He posted bond and shit. And he got out of jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a 35,000 bond.
Oh, I'm he just got like, that though.
Yeah, I was like, nigga, you got that. Like, got you got money though, like that to get out of that. And it's just crazy to me because it's like, there's rumors going around, fucking fat rumors talking about, like, they was arguing and fighting and shit like that. Megan was basically beating this nigga ass and fucking...
Yeah, that's the whole story. Jesse was, like, talking to Kylie Jenner a little
too much. Yeah, shit like that, and then fucking this nigga shot her and shit like that.
Dude, all right, I'm sorry, not to cut you off, we'll get right back on it. But, dude, literally, the night that happened, I saw the story on my feed... of them all chilling in the pool.
Yeah.
He walks up and fucking...
was the same
night. He's like, ah.
Yeah.
Dude. And then the next morning, I wake up, and it's like, boom. Tory Lanez shot Meg Thee Stallion. And I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck,
dude? All that shit happened the same fucking night, and it's just like... it's crazy to me how everything like that happened, because I really want to know the actual backstory of this. Like, I already heard Megan's part.
It sounds like the most fucking dumb shit. But, like, yeah, why would you shoot so both fucking retarded? Feet?
Exactly. Like, why the fuck?
I mean, but from what it's been said in the reviews that I've seen and people that have been talking about it, that have talked to people that were there, it seems like she was beating the fuck out of this dude,
bro. It sounded like fucking Meg was getting on this nigga's ass.
And he was drunk, probably. He was probably faded
so
as fuck.
So he was just like, you know what, fucking, I'ma shoot this bitch, like.
But goddamn, dude.
And it's just, it's wild, like, crazy people, rich crazy people be doing shit like that. Like, motherfuckers do not give a fuck. It's like, this nigga already out, fucking Meg posted
some shit. I wonder what he
shit,
did after that. Like, I wonder if he fucking, like, stood above her and was like, yeah, bitch, like, you know.
Oh, nigga.
Or if he was like, what the fuck did I do?
Like, I would be fucking crying if I was there.
Like what did he do? Like,
just
dude,
to hear whatever he said.
Dude, and, like, was Kylie Jenner gone? Did she just run out?
Oh, no, they left her place. This was inside the car.
What?
Yeah, this was inside their car. It was Meg Thee Stallion,
they were
Tory
in the
Lanez.
Car?
Yeah.
And was, he shot, how did he,
They were sitting right next to each other. He shot her in the fucking foot. Both feet.
But if she's beating the fuck out of him.
I don't know how he had the gun. I don't know where the fuck the gun came out of nowhere. Like, shit, motherfucker popped up the gun and just blasted her shit.
Man.
Like, I really, like,
I feel like there's more, dude. There's gotta
be
more.
I feel like there's way more to the story.
Tory needs to talk, dude.
Exactly. Like, Tory needs to say some shit.
He needs to talk. He needs to make a statement or
do something. Because it's like, this girl can keep saying whatever she wants to say.
All right, check it out. Is it a bitch move or is it, like, super gangster? Because it seems kind of gangster.
I was gonna say, I feel like it's a little gangster to me. Like,
I mean, it's not cool if she was beating the shit out of you. I mean, I understand. I mean, at some point, you gotta push her off, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Like, at some point, you gotta be like, bitch, back the fuck
up. Like, I'm not saying, like, he definitely went too far. like, in reality, he went too far. But, I mean, like...
Like, shooting a bitch in the foot, that is too far.
I mean, hypothetically, it's kind of gangster.
Yeah. Like, when you, like, get down to the core of it is kind of gangster. Dude, like, now, if he would have pistol-whipped the bitch, then I would have been like, oh...
Push comes the shove, pop your toes off.
If he would have popped the toe off, oh, I would have felt bad for Meg. I'm not going to lie. If she can't walk
Did you see her little video?
Yeah, I seen her video.
Yeah.
I watched it. It was.
I thought it was petty as shit.
I thought it was, too. I'm like, bitch, you just really trying to get clout. Like, there ain't no way in hell.
Yeah, they just got you all
trying
done
to,
up.
You trying to make the whole shit point towards your
She got all done up. She had her titties banging out.
Like, exactly. On, you had your jewelry and all that
even,
shit.
Did you even really get shot in the feet? Like, I don't know. We need to see these casts.
Exactly.
Where are those casts at?
Like, show me the casts. I swear,
if it's just like a little bandage wrap,
I would slap the shit out of her.
If, swear to God, dude.
I would slap her foot, be like, girl, you alright? Stand up. Let's go.
Fucking Tory Lanez.
Because apparently, fucking the bullets came through, like, through her feet completely. Didn't break no cartilage, didn't break no bone, didn't do anything. So it's like.
Was it a 22?
That's one thing. I'm like, nigga, like, what did he shoot you with? Like, a shooter?
22, bro.
Like, how the fuck it just go straight through your shit and nothing bad happened? Nothing fucked up your foot.
Unless she got some stone feet.
Exactly, like, shit. But apparently, no, the bullets were lodged in her feet, too. Like, they found the bullets in her feet.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's like, at the same time, it's like, girl, like, what?
That had to be 22, bro.
Yeah, like, they couldn't have been that big, because if it was a 9, your shit would be blown the fuck. Like, there would be a hole.
Yeah.
Like, a fat hole through your shit.
Or at least fuck your foot up.
Yeah, like, decently fuck your foot up.
Yeah.
Like, shit's breaking in your foot. You ain't walking for a good fucking couple months, like.
Yeah.
A decent while, like, there's no reason in hell, like, you should be talking
See,
about
why,
how everything came fine.
That's why I have my wonders about this, dude, because it just seems like there's something really off about it.
Oh, dude, almost most of the fucking social media that be popping up lately about fucking random celebrities be off as fuck.
Oh, well, yeah, no, I mean, you can't read everything you see in the papers, you know?
Well, most of that shit's either fabricated or fucking just trying to get clout.
But it's like, man, I just really want to, like... What if this is a whole stunt? Like, what if this isn't real?
I know, right?
Because, I mean, dude, you're thinking, this is L.A. County, dude. I'm sure you can pay those fuckers off with a couple, with 1 mil.
Yeah.
Here's a mil towards your fucking armory.
Yeah. Something like that.
Come on, dude. You know what I mean? Or towards your funding or your pension. Bro.
Fucking
I have no doubt in my mind, dude. I'm a social justice warrior. No. I'm kidding.
It's the same with the fucking Kanye and shit. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if all of this whole... Fucking acting out and being wild and getting all this clout and shit.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, they're ready to drop an album. That's all that's for. Just to fucking make sure people are noticing them. And
Yo,
people
did you
are ready
see
to get their shit.
The pictures, though, dude, they're so good.
Oh, yeah.
I think they really were arguing.
They're fucking amazing.
The emotion in Kanye's face. And she's really crying. But they, like, you could see her see the fucking paparazzi. It, like, if you really, like, if you scroll fast, dude, it's a movie.
Yes,
like, if you fucking scroll fast, dude.
I seen that shit. It was funny as fuck.
Dude, and Connie, he just has that look on it. Like, he's just total dad face. He's been, like, he's just dad now. He's
yeah,
just a fucking
has.
Dad,
he
dude.
Is.
He's just a dad out there, like, I should run for president.
I know, right? That's fucking crazy.
Donald Trump is great. What are you talking about?
Like, it's weird to me, because it's like, with the whole Kanye being, like, it's, like, I don't have a problem with Kanye, and, like, I don't understand why fucking... That's what the whole fucking Pusha T and Drake bullshit was about, mainly.
Rosa
it was,
Parks didn't really feed his slaves, bro. That's a Kanye quote.
I know it is. Oof.
My bad, dude.
But
go
fucking
ahead.
Because of all that shit, it was basically because fucking Pusha T was with Kanye and his group and shit, right? Making music with them and everything like that. And fucking Drake, I guess, was dropping little subliminals and shit, talking shit about Kanye and shit like that. And
oh.
Fucking they didn't fucking see what was the whole point of that. And, like, fucking, that was what started the whole beef in the first place, was the fact that Drake was apparently talking shit, and that fucking it was on Kanye, and that fucking Kanye didn't want to do nothing, and Pusha was like, nah, fuck that, we ain't gonna do some shit, and then Pusha did some shit. But it was just, like, everything got re-brought back up.
Yeah.
In fucking the Pop Smoke song that got dropped with Pop Smoke, Young Thug, Pusha T, and I think one other person was on the song, I think. And fucking, they did all the song, and then fucking Pusha T, he had a verse against Drake.
Yeah.
Talking shit on Drake, fucking, getting on him about fucking, this, that, and the other thing, basically bringing up all the old shit that was going on in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, nigga, it's been fucking hella long, and you bring this shit back up now, And then at the same time, I do get it because fucking Drake also did bring the shit back up in a couple, in the last couple songs that he dropped, he fucking left little subliminals and shit again.
Dude, that last freestyle was fire.
It was fire, though.
I like that one.
It was fire as fuck, I don't lie. Like, Drake.
He fucking rapped in Arabic, dude.
Like, thank you. Thank you, sir.
He's the GOAT right now, I think. Thank you.
Don't say that right now. That's still a sore subject with me.
No, I'm talking, I don't mean like in actual style. I mean just playing the game.
Oh, yeah, playing the game.
Dude, if he went independent, bro, could you imagine?
Dude, Drake doing his own thing.
He'll be a billionaire, dude. He'll be a billionaire if he goes independent.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, with no restraint by nobody, no Young Money, no OVO, none of that shit. Do his own thing.
Be crazy.
Fuck yeah. But, like, fucking back to the topic again.
Yeah, my bad, dude.
So, basically, the whole fucking beef got brought back up again. Fucking everybody's all wondering, like, why this nigga Pusha brought it back up again? Why is he talking shit again? But at the same time, it was really Drake that really brought this shit back up again.
Oh, he like, was really, he fucking well, he, started he talking had to, shit. Though, dude.
Yeah, he really
I was just thinking
to.
About it the other day.
Like, he did have to basically, like, say some shit and, like, basically give a rebuttal back. But at the same time, it's been a while since that nigga fucking dropped Adidon. So why the fuck you gonna say something now? Like,
that's true.
There's no point. Like, you fucking basically already said something with your silence. And your silence was key. You not saying nothing was dope as shit. You ain't gotta fucking get that nigga the fucking time of day. Like, that was the most bossy shit in the world.
It was.
Had Pusha drop a nice ass song, and then you say nothing back to it. Because it does not faze you. That was the most bossy shit I've ever seen.
It was pretty gangster.
Like, you could have just stuck with that and not said shit.
Yeah.
This nigga would have just been still stuck, not doing shit. And then if he would have dropped that song again and said something, then it would have made him look like a bitch. Just like that Young Ma and fucking Nicki Minaj shit.
Uh-huh.
Young Ma dropped some shit on Nicki and then dropped another fucking album. Yeah.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, she dropped some shit on Nicki, then fucking dropped another one trying to be like Drake, trying to do a back-to-back.
Damn.
That second one was ass.
Young Ma?
Yeah, that second one was ass.
That makes you sad. I don't really listen to a lot. I've heard like three bangers.
Yeah, I've heard a couple of bangers, but I heard that song. Fucking, it was dope. Like, the first one was dope. The second
one. I like that song, Big. That shit is dope. Big rims, big whips. That shit's lit.
Yeah, that shit go that hard. Shit's lit. That shit always, like, if I'm playing that shit, I'm dancing to that shit. I'm not
that
gonna
shit
lie.
Is litty. No.
Like, I'm definitely drinking to that shit.
I like that song.
But, like, fucking, it's just crazy to me because, like, I'm just like, bro, like, y'all could have really just, like, stopped this whole shit. Nobody needed to bring this shit back up. Leave the nigga kid alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, leave him alone. He'll leave you alone. Because y'all gonna keep starting
Yo,
this shit.
I think his son looks dope, dude. I think he looks... Yeah, he's a cute-ass little kid.
I don't think
kid.
He looks nothing like Drake, but he looked dope, though.
Like, no, he does. I see it.
I don't see shit.
Really?
I don't see anything.
I see it, for sure.
Like, I see the mama in that boy than Drake.
But it looked just like... If,
fucking
if you
just
look
like
at,
with Hobson kid. I see more than mama
there's
than
a picture,
Hobson.
Though, There's a oh yeah for sure that one I don't I'm a little iffy about that one, but no dude
that's
Drake
a topic for later
Drake shared no Drake shared a picture of his mom when she was young looked just like the boy
I need to see that
look it up dude
I looked it up
look up I don't yeah fuck I wouldn't know how to
Adonis.
Word that Adonis compared to his grandmother. Try that. But yeah, dude, it's like, I mean, I had my doubts too at first, and then I seen that, and I was like, oh, it's definite. But I can see it. I can see it, dude. It's kind of got, like, his eyes a bit, the forehead.
He definitely got the cheeks.
The cheeks, bro, yeah.
He got the cheeks. Them like, cheeks. He got them cheeks. Like, that's for damn sure.
I mean, I do.
And that forehead.
I ain't gonna lie.
He got that forehead.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I miss clean-shaven Drake.
He got that Drake forehead.
I told you.
That shit smacked
me. I told
you.
Give me that. Give me that. Give me that. Give me a harder one. Come on. That's what I'm talking about.
That is a Drake forehead. I'm not gonna lie. Not disrespecting the girl, but that is a forehead.
I told you, bro.
Like, that is a forehead. Like, God damn.
That's his baby.
Like, he used that shit like a battering ram.
Hey, dude,
ram.
He's famous. I mean, dude, he's, like, mad. He's, like we're saying, dude, he's practically the GOAT right now.
Dude, that kid's gonna be a prince. Like, a literal prince.
So, he's definitely...
Like, that kid's gonna live his life to the fullest. Like, he gonna do whatever he want.
Yeah.
Get away with whatever he want because he's Drake's kid.
No, dude, and, like, you gotta think, man. Being that famous, dude, you're not gonna get a fucking test.
Did you hear what
he got a test.
DaBaby was talking about in his last interview? Fucking, He tried to do a show in Toronto. Toronto wouldn't let him in. He hit up Drake.
Yeah.
Drake let that nigga in. Mm-hmm. I'm just like,
and he's all, he got it like that? He's like, he got it like that.
Got it like that. I'm like,
he's all 2 hours later, we get to customs. We call him up 2 hours later. We chilling in the middle of Toronto. I was like, that's wild.
Got it like that.
That's wild.
Like,
you know, he probably flew in with his jet. Picked him up, was like, fuck out of here.
Bro, like, I'm trying to be on that status with Drake.
We're gonna get on my jet, you know what I'm saying? Ah.
Like, I want to be on that level with Drake, no lie. Like, I really do, because, like, that is, I would have so many doors open up for myself, I'm not going to lie. Like, that would be the greatest thing in the world.
Dude, I would fucking lose my shit, dude.
And, like, that's another thing on why the beef's going on. It's like, leave that nigga Drake alone. Like, that nigga doing him. Don't bug him. You bug him and shit's gonna go wrong for you.
Hey, Pusha T's a bad motherfucker too.
Pusha T is a bad motherfucker. I will
you
not.
See that last freestyle?
Yeah, I did. I will the not put one? No. Yeah, I seen him.
Where he's wearing like that African T-shirt.
I didn't like that.
Like, that I didn't like the T-shirt.
Like, that was just off-putting.
The freestyle was insane.
It was fine though.
It was fire. Crazy.
It was fucking fire. I'm not.
The way, dude, he like just
like fine like wine. That shit
smooth,
was fire.
Bro. Yeah, killed
like,
it.
I'm not gonna lie. He like his verses really made me think though. Like.
He said he said some Drake shit too. He said take him. Nah, never mind. He said autumn. He didn't say October.
Oh yeah, he said October.
Nah, he didn't. I don't think he did diss him.
Fucking, I did a rewatch of fucking Kendrick's diss on fucking Drake at the BET Awards.
What?
Oh man,
you dissed him at the BET that? Awards
during the cipher?
Nah. Ugh. Wait, oh, the TDE cipher?
Yeah, the TDE cipher.
He dissed him in that?
Yeah.
What did he say? I don't remember. I mean, I kind of remember, but I don't remember.
I'm looking at the lyrics real quick right now.
I don't remember him dissing like that.
Yeah, he dissed
maybe
that
I, maybe I just didn't hear it. You know what I mean?
Nah, he dissed that nigga hard.
I didn't fucking add it all up.
Like, it was bad. I'm not going to lie.
Damn. I can't believe I missed that. I've seen that video hella times.
Yeah, nah, that...
I love that cypher.
It was a dope-ass fucking line, I'm not gonna lie. Like, he had that nigga.
Damn, I really can't believe I fucking forgot that. That's crazy.
Yeah, like, it had me fucking wilding. Hold on, I found it. Let me just fucking get to it real quick.
Yep, handle it. Handle it. So, what's up? You trying to hit the hour?
Yeah, we can keep going.
Trying to do the full hour?
Yeah, man, as well.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm with it. Because I got a sweet, sweet, juicy little topic for the end.
I'm down for this.
We're saving that. You're going to like it, dude. You don't even know what it is yet. You're going to like it. I mean, it's unfortunate, but you're going to like it. But we'll save that for later. Add a flag. I wonder what the hell that means.
Okay, here it is.
Yep.
He said, yeah, nothing's been the same since they dropped Control and tucked a sensitive rapper back in his pajama clothes. Ha ha, joke's on you, high five. I'm bulletproof, your shots will never penetrate. Pen and tail on a donkey, boy, you been a fake.
Mm-hmm.
I got my thumb on hip-hop and my foot in the back of your ass. Aftermath gets the last laugh. I serve niggas like Master Jeffrey jumping on the curb. Turn a shoddy to a verb if you let me. You know I'm a killer. I'm on your head, you know I'm a killer. The West Coast, Coast Nostra. Mm. Under oath, till it's over. Under over O's. So
come
what
on,
the
get
fuck?
It.
I'm fucking you niggas up. I'm fucking up. Basically,
fuck,
you remember
fucking
that.
Fucking up a dumping truck. I know what he does.
You remember that part. So basically, that whole line was about Drake. When he said, yeah, nothing's been the same.
Sensitive.
Nothing's been the same since
clothes.
He dropped that close.
Yep. Yep.
Like the sensitive yep. rapper back in his pajama clothes. Mm. Ha ha. Jokes on you. High five. Nigga, I'm bulletproof.
Yep.
Your shots will never penetrate. That was all towards
tail,
Drake.
Tail out of donkey boy, you better fake. I love
that
shit.
That was all towards Drake. And it's just like, damn, nigga, you ain't had to do that. Like, you didn't have to go on Drake like that. Like,
yo,
it fucking kills you every single
chilling,
time.
Bro. What is Kenny up to?
That's what I've been wondering.
He's too quiet right now.
He's way too quiet. It's been 2 years since he dropped Damn.
That's dangerous.
Like, 2 years.
I think
he dropped the Black Panther shit last year, though. But, like, fucking, that's besides that, though.
He's doing some craziness.
Like, I feel like something's about to pop off. Like, I feel like as soon as Kenny dropped this next shit, everybody that was doubting him gonna be shutting the fuck up.
It's gonna be crazy, dude.
Like, I mean, I can't wait for this. Like,
dude, how do you feel about Logic retiring?
I don't think he's gonna stay retired.
Nah.
There's no way in hell.
No, that dude likes rapping way too much.
Like, at a certain, like, I guarantee you, he's gonna fucking take
He's just having a baby, that's it.
Yeah, I promise you. He's gonna come back with at least, like, a good fucking 6-7 more albums.
He's gonna come back, dude.
Like, there's no way in hell. And plus, after a while, the money's gonna dry up. Like, after a while,
well, he just signed a big old deal with Twitch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's doing a fucking... He's just streaming
for Twitch. He's signed with Twitch now.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't... I'm just curious to see what the fuck he's going to be doing all the time.
I'm trying to get signed with Twitch, too. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to start streaming and all that shit as soon as I get this fucking...
I streamed yesterday.
I fucking need to stream.
I didn't... I streamed Thursday. Well, I've been trying to stream more. Just hasn't been happening.
I need to stream my Destiny games. It's like, I've been going off lately.
Yeah?
Like, yeah. Like, it's been doing good.
You got me on stream. You got me on Twitch, right?
Yeah, I got you on Twitch. I follow you.
Do I follow you back? Yeah, I do, right? We were fucking... Maybe. We played.
We've never played on the same thing.
Yeah, we have.
What game?
Warzone. We were fucking around on Warzone for... Dude, I haven't played Warzone in so long.
We have. We need to get back on Warzone.
I haven't been playing Fortnite either. I'm lacking so heavy.
That's the only two games that we can play together. Like, we need to hop on those games, bro.
Like, I know, man. Down. We gotta get back on it. Like, I've just been trying to put in work on these open world games, man. Trying to finish them up. I got fucking so many of them. I gotta finish it up.
I feel it. I'm about to start buying.
They new take ones so goddamn shit. Long, but I fucking love them.
Fucking, I have the money ready for the Xbox X, so as soon as it comes out, I'm getting it.
Yeah, I feel it, dude. See, for me, dude, like my open world games to me is like World of Warcraft for me. You know what I mean? Just a world where you can fucking do shit, dude, and run shit. It's cool. It's a little escape. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I try not to put too much time into it, though.
Since I'm still gonna fucking sell you the Xbox, I can definitely fucking buy a little decent setup with the money for one.
What do you mean?
I was still gonna sell you my Xbox One. Yeah, I've been listening to that shit down there, too.
I don't know. But what are you saying?
But yeah, I was gonna sell you my Xbox One, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, so fucking with that, I was just gonna fucking, finish up the rest of my little setup, buy a fucking new, pretty much like whole TV setup and shit like that with it.
Oh, gamer setup?
Like, yeah, pretty much. New chair, shit like that. So I fucking...
Well, you're gonna want like a laptop too, man.
Oh yeah, I'm already getting.
Oh yeah. Well, no, you guys already have laptops too.
Yeah, fucking. I have an envelope literally just set to the side for a whole PC setup.
That's what's up, dude.
Fucking, I talked to
a listener about that. My Uncle Chris set up a dope ass PC setup, dude. It's fucking sick. It lights up inside, dude. His oh man. His graphics card? I think that's what the fuck they're called. Graphics card?
Yeah, graphic card.
I think that's what the fuck it's called. Fucking the nerds right now are fucking hating me. They're like, you son of a fucking bitch.
I know, right?
They're just like somebody's this. Listening to this screaming in their car right now, like, fucking graphics card!
Like, get it fucking right!
Yeah. But no, dude, it's like fucking this big, dude. It's like 12 by 3. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's a huge PC setup.
Mm-hmm.
He spent like $3,000 on it. It looks nice, though.
Mm-hmm. That's
nice. I played on it, dude. It's so smooth.
Like, I have...
I got my ass kicked on Warzone.
$100 already saved.
He hella plays Warzone, too. I keep trying to hop back on with him.
Yeah, fuck. I need to hop on with you guys. I'm not gonna lie. Because, like, Destiny is, like... Destiny's kind of, like, boring right now because fucking we're waiting for the next expansion. And the next expansion won't be until November. It was supposed to be September, but it got pushed back. So now... Did all the COVID shit, so now it's gonna be November 10th when the fucking next expansion comes out. So, like, real talk, like, I need to hop on Warzone or fucking Fortnite or something else just to, like, get my mind off the shit until fucking. You scared the living God shit out of me. God damn. You look like a grown ass man.
God, you scared the hell out of me. That was you out there making the noise?
Grown ass man.
Okay. Probably, yeah. Alright. You wanna say what's up to the cast?
What's up?
Get out of here, fool. Yo, you need to clean your fucking hair up, dude. I know.
That's Eric's hair. Mom's taking you on Monday.
No, I know. Okay. We talked.
Yeah, I'm gonna be in Monterey.
Sick. Take pictures. Definitely. Bring me back a bracelet. No.
In advance.
Oh, what the hell? What is that?
A bracelet.
All right. Bracelet. I got a bracelet.
I like the
Oh shit, later, dude. That was the one and only my Mexican stepbrother. He's my brother. I don't even call him my stepbrother. That's my little bubba.
That's crazy.
That's my mijo.
You got fucking, what, three brothers and any of them your real brothers?
Yeah, they are.
I mean, like, blood-related brothers.
Yeah.
Nathan's blood-related?
No, no, he's not.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, me, him, and fucking, who else? Shiloh.
Oh.
We're not all blood.
I thought you were talking about my actual brothers.
No, I'm talking about we get all
I thought you were talking about we're my blood brother.
No, I'm talking about the ones that aren't your blood brothers.
My bad, dude. Mistook it. Yeah, dude, I got six brothers, dude. Fucking mom's a whore. Oh, kid.
I remember when your mom said, I always wanted a family full of boys. I didn't mean this, though. Dude. Saw all of us in the house just getting drunk as fuck.
We're just fucking around. Shout out to the moms.
Yeah, she's always amazing.
This bracelet is gay as hell.
Oh, you'll wear it.
This is terrible. Look at this. It looks like pearls. Boy. I look like a 20s actress.
Nah, you one of the surfer bros, bro. Huh.
My name is Queed.
My name is Queed.
I rip blunts and I rip waves. What's up?
What's up, bro?
Where's the homie? Yo, Bryson.
Yo, Bryson.
Come here, dude. Come riff this dude, cast.
Speaking of fucking Bryson. Alright, Bryce, I should say, in general. Fucking, so what's going on about fucking,
The boys?
Yeah.
The bros?
Yeah.
Simi?
Yeah.
Dude, it's coming back.
Is it?
Dude, yeah. Jimmy's
dude,
been
I saw
shit.
Your post, and I was just like, oh, please tell me it's coming back.
Yeah,
like, what's
you
going
see him?
On?
Did you see him?
It's yeah,
fucking,
I did.
It's Xander with the mask on?
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, please tell me it's coming.
Dude, I can't wait, dude. I was so fucking heartbroken when they broke it off.
Dude, so was I.
Well, they didn't break it off. It just went on pause because of COVID.
Yeah, COVID stopped it.
But it's like, dude, it's not even that big of a fucking cast.
They were supposed
bro.
To have the whole ass episode
the
in
wedding,
Vegas and all that shit.
They had, like, and that's the thing, like, too, like, in the trailer, towards the end of the season, they put more shit, like, in the trailer. And you can see, like, shit that's gonna happen. You know yep. what I mean? And that has not happened. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, they still have all that content. It's
exactly.
just not, but it's not laid out right. They get their shit missing.
And it's fucking crazy, because I'm just like, bro, come on, bring my shit back. Because, like, that shit really had me hooked when you fucking just got me to watch it.
Oh, yeah, dude, and I love that they keep the first season on YouTube. And then you just, and if you got Facebook, dude, it's free on Facebook.
Yeah, see, it's free on Facebook.
Just go to Facebook and watch. You can watch season 2 and season 3. It's fucking awesome. Real Bros of Simi Valley. Straight up.
Funniest fucking show in the world.
Free ass plug.
Like, I fucking enjoy every fucking minute of it. But, so, besides all of that, and besides the fact that we really went off topic here, so back to the drawing board. How do you feel about all the bullshit that's going on with DJT right now? Have you actually even been looking
at
anything?
The Trump dog?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't even know.
So, fucking, apparently, now he's officially fucking taking COVID seriously. Fucking actually listening to his fucking medical advisors and all that shit. Except for fucking, I think it's Fauci. I think that's his name. Mm-hmm. Fucking, he's like...
Fauci, the YouTuber dude?
No. The lead fucking director at fucking CDC.
Oh, dude, I'm fucking retarded. Listen, I'll let you talk, dude. I'm over here. I'm over here like a fucking idiot. You mean that YouTuber?
So
what do you mean, dude? What is a president?
So basically, our president was going up against him, talking about how he's giving falsified information and shit like that, fake news, everything like that Trump always says. But now he's fucking going against his word, fucking saying good shit about it and everything like that, and fucking basically trying to warn people that COVID is actually serious. I feel like the only reason why it's starting to get serious now is because I think Trump has it. Like, real talk.
You think so?
There's no way in hell.
You think
go
so?
From talking so much shit my about brother. COVID, saying all of this bullshit about COVID, and then out of nowhere, like 180, just switch up.
I mean, is he going hard? Like, is he going hard in the paint?
At first, yeah, he was going hard.
No, like, no, fucking, I mean, I know how he wasn't like about it at first.
Like,
you know?
Fucking,
but I mean, like now, like did he just like he switched up?
Yeah,
up, like, heavy.
Fucking wearing the mask, staying fucking away from people, not fucking trying to get close to nobody. Fucking the whole nine yards, like, and I'm just like, bruh.
You ever see the way he stands?
Yeah. That.
I think he's disabled, dude.
I feel like he is too.
You see the way he stands? That is not natural. He's leaning forward.
Like, I feel like something's wrong with Trump. Like
the way he stands, it looks like you remember Goldmember. when Austin Powers is sitting on Mini-Me's shoulders?
Yeah.
That's how he stands.
Yeah.
That's how he stands.
I remember that.
You know what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. dude.
The way they were leaning how forward
fucking,
and shit.
Because it's Mini-Me at the bottom, so it's corked when fucking... Yeah. It's like a fucking 90 degree to a fucking... to a 20 degree angle.
Which is fucking sad.
It's very... I don't know. It's
when
very...
you really think about that
it's
movie...
It's disturbing. It's very off-putting.
Yeah, it really is. And it's like... And there's another thing that's going on with fucking Donald Trump. So fucking Elaine Maxwell, mm-hmm. she is a very rich woman. I forgot exactly what she got rich for, I'm not gonna lie. But fucking apparently she is going into court for charges for trafficking. Women trafficking.
Wait, who?
Fucking Elaine Maxwell. Elaine Maxwell.
Who the fuck is that?
A very fucking rich woman. Like, I mean, like, fucking...
She's just a rich bitch? From what?
What's very her, rich bitch.
How'd she get rich?
Fucking...
What's her business?
Hold on, I'm gonna look it up right now.
Jamie?
Can you look this up for us, please?
Jamie? Rich... Jamie? No. Fuck, we need a Jamie, dude.
Yes, we do.
We're gonna get there, man. We haven't even hit 10 eps yet, dude. Doesn't matter.
Dude, you don't...
We're still doing it, bro. We're fucking casting hard. And just to put it out there, we're not Donald Trump supporters. I know we had nicknames for him, but...
No, fuck no.
We don't support him like that. We don't vote for that fool.
Oh, I said the wrong name. I said Elaine. It's Jazlaine.
What the hell?
Or Jizlaine. J-H-I-S-L-A-I-N-E.
Jizlaine?
Yeah. Jizlaine Maxwell.
Oh, Epstein's wife.
Yeah. I forgot that you knew who Epstein is.
Come on, man.
I swear I forgot that you knew who Epstein
Everybody
is.
Everybody fucking knows, dude.
I forgot that you knew Epstein.
Dude, 4-year-old kids are like, Epstein didn't do it. Or Epstein did. Or Epstein didn't kill himself. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
But yeah, apparently she is now getting arrested for women trafficking. Little girls.
Well, yeah, she was probably the one supplying. That's probably why they got married.
Fuck yeah.
They got an island. They probably weren't even fucking that much.
I don't know. He was probably fucking the other girls, but like... It's crazy because
I might be wrong here, dude, but isn't it like a connection to Pizzagate and everything?
Yeah.
I don't know shit about Pizzagate.
I don't either, but
kind of know there is kind it's of like in that range of shit. But yeah. I know there's like a connection of a bunch of people. They're trying to get like Tom Hanks, Ellen, and like some more people, dude, like some more famous people. It's fucking nuts.
White people, y'all give out the best conspiracies. Not gonna lie.
No, but it's like a real fucking thing.
Oh yeah, I don't doubt it.
I mean, it's definitely real, dude. People are getting checked right now, bro. People are getting checked hard, bro.
Man, it's fucking crazy, but fucking the reason why Trump's getting fucking getting criticized about this one is because they asked him how does he feel about the case and everything like that, because he knows who Jislene is.
Uh-huh.
He's met her before. They lived in the same area before. They all lived in fucking L.A. in the fucking hills. So fucking he's been around her. He's seen her before. And fucking they asked him how do they feel about her trial and everything like that. And he basically said he wished her luck. He hopes her for the best. Fucking basically kind of like being nice about it and praising her and shit like that. Not being a dick.
Dude.
Not being his usual Trump.
They can't fucking kill her, dude.
Mm-mm.
If they kill her, it's too obvious. Even if it's a suicide, it's way too ironic. But you know they would do that. They would put like, oh,
fuck
they'd probably put a note. I just thought about my husband and
oh yeah, fuck
something
yeah.
like
Some
that.
Shit like that.
You know what I mean?
And it's just like, but like when Trump said all that, it's like, bro, there's some shit behind those words. Like there has to be.
Have you seen that? It's like this one picture. Where there's like a drawer open or a cabinet or something in the White House, and he's got like there's like pill bottles.
Yeah.
And it's like some type of fucking shit. It's like some Adderall type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes total sense because he's like 76.
That is true.
He's way too amped up.
That is 100% true.
He's way too amped up, dude. I have grandparents that are 76 and shit like that. He claims he doesn't drink, smoke, none of that.
I feel like he drinks.
Dude, come on, man. He's fucking grown up rich. He's done a lot.
Fuck yeah, he has.
Like, and that kind of power, dude, just grab him by the pussy. Wolf of Wall Street was based on people don't even talk about the grab him by the pussy no more. Remember that shit?
Yeah, I do. That shit still makes me weak as fuck.
Like, dude, come on. That type of attitude already, he's done some shit for sure. But they all have up in that game, dude. Mm-hmm. Up in that game, they all have. I'm sure Barack has his demons.
That I'm conflicted on, but probably.
I mean, I don't know.
I wouldn't doubt it,
honestly. But you know what I mean? I mean, there's probably been some nasty shit up in there, too.
But that's the thing about black people, though. Y'all not gonna figure that shit out.
Yeah.
Like, fucking with this whole entanglement bullshit with Will and Jada. We already know Jada fucking was fucking around. We know good and damn well Will was fucking around. And ain't none of his side bitches saying shit. So it's like, come on, my nigga. Like...
because he's Will fucking Smith, dude.
Ain't nobody gonna say nothing.
He's literally an icon.
You hear the name Will Smith, you already know exactly who he is.
You know who he is. You know what he looks like. You know at least one or two movies. At least.
At least. More than likely, it's gonna be either.
Even fucking... racists that know, dude.
Yeah.
They watch the movies. They're probably like.
Independence Day.
This motherfucker, dude. he's alright. He's a good one.
Oh, what was that fucking one movie that he did with fucking what was his name? Daniel Hopkins?
Fucking Anthony Hopkins?
Anthony Hopkins, yeah, there we go. Fucking
Hannibal?
No.
Hannibal Lecter? That
no,
dude?
No.
That's Anthony Hopkins. Well,
yeah, Hannibal Lecter, yeah, that nigga. But no, fucking the movie that was called, I think it was called
excuse me.
Enemy of the State. I think that's the movie that he was in.
You know, I never really watched it.
Oh, bro, you gotta watch it.
I always watched it in like brief periods. It was on a lot, like when I still like was watching cable and shit in my room, or not well, DirecTV, but you know what I mean, like when I was still watching shit on like TV channels. Because you know we had like movie channels and TV channels, so I would just surf everything. Cause shit would get boring. Because you know TV channels that play like the same fucking movies for months.
Right.
I don't know if it's the same now. It's been fucking, like, 3 years.
Yeah. No, it's pretty much the same, honestly.
But,
like, they still fucking play the same shit, and then when fucking November comes, they still play Star Wars.
But I would see it on, like, TNT or, like, USA and shit.
Yeah.
And I would just always watch it for, like, brief periods, and then, like, commercial would come on. I fucking hate watching, commercials,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, commercials fuck it up.
Like, ads piss me off. Dude, YouTube's doing this thing, too, right? Where, like, an ad will come up, and it'll be like, skip the ad in this amount of seconds. And then you go to skip, and it, like the video will just end. And then another ad starts up. And it's like, yep. Skip the video in these amount of seconds. And you're like, motherfucker.
Like, bet your ass, nigga. I just tried to. You fucked with me.
Do you even understand my anger?
Fucking, yeah, I completely get it. Hey, them fucking Quibi commercials, they'll be the shit, though.
I don't know about Quibi, man.
No, I fucks with Quibi, bro.
You gotta pay for it?
Yeah, you gotta pay for Quibi.
Fuck that shit, dude.
I don't pay for Quibi.
I ain't paying for no Quibi.
My family pays for Quibi.
Well, that's lit.
Like, I watched that shit, bro. Man. My family pays for everything.
You see that one with the bitch with the golden arm?
Yeah.
Bro. Bury me with my golden arm.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of stupid.
Promise me. She's dying because of the golden arm. It's terrible.
Which is crazy.
And the husband is the fucking dude from Vikings.
Oh, Ragnar.
They must have paid him fat, dude.
Oh, hell yeah. They would have to have paid him
fat. They had to. Dude, he was probably there like, this is the stupidest fucking shit. But you know what? That check is right.
I know. Hey, you gotta pay that nigga. He was the shit in Vikings.
Alright, I'm not gonna lie. The shit with fucking Liam Hemsworth. The shit with him looks kind of dope. I'm kind of thinking about peeping that.
Yeah, I watched the first episode. It was dope.
I was thinking about peeping that.
Like, I liked it. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know, dude. It depends. It depends what they put on there. I got to let it grow first. It's only been out for a few months.
Like, the nigga is fucking running around the damn city trying to stay alive for a whole ass 24 hours just to make, I think it was $12.5 million.
Oh, he probably went in when Nate opened the door.
Yeah. But yeah, it was like fucking for $12.5 million. To be honest, I can try to stay alive for that long.
24 hours?
Yeah, I can try.
Man.
Like, if I had his body type, yeah, I can definitely try.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. Like, if I had his body type, I'm fine.
So I think I'd be decent.
Like, I'd get nicked and I'd get my ass beat a couple times, but I'd be fine in the end.
It depends, dude. I don't know, man. I don't think I'd make it. I don't think I'd fucking make it, dude.
Nigga, you gotta keep your head on a swivel.
I don't think I'd make it. I mean, I'm pretty fucking ditzy. I mean, I get pretty serious in moments when I have to be. But, like, I just never, I don't expect shit like that. You know what I mean? It's not in my fucking muscle memory in my, you know, I'm not trained to fucking be like, what? Like, that shit is still, that's just entertainment.
That's nigga shit, bro.
That's entertainment, though.
Like, we expect to really get shot. Like, we really do expect
that
shit.
Damn, that's true. That's a white element, isn't it?
Like, we really expect to get shot.
That's a straight white element. I just straight white privilege right now, dude. I was just like, I don't think about that. I don't have to worry about that type of thing.
Like, even if we know
that they're not... I sound like a Chad right now, dude.
Like, even if we know the bullet ain't for us, we still watch out for that shit. Like, we hear gunshots, we duck.
Damn, dude, I didn't mean to WP right now.
That's just how it is. It'd be like that.
Damn.
Like, when you're growing up that way and you have that mindset, that's just how it is.
I mean,
that's kind of why I want to do the different views album.
It's more like worried. Like, for me, it's more worried about just like having a place to be.
Yeah.
And making money. That's like, you know what I mean.
For me, it's working. Just, it's worried about getting home. But
yeah.
Like, yeah, that's really it. Like,
rough. Every day is a war zone.
It's more about am I gonna make it home after I get out of school? Mm-hmm. Like, fucking sometimes the school be on lockdown because fucking there was a gunfight outside.
That shit was wild, dude. There was a couple of those over at DeWolf.
Mm-hmm. Couple at DeWolf, fucking hella at fucking Edison Bethune. At a fucking elementary school too. Like, it's just like, bro, really?
What you got over there?
But like fucking besides fucking our whole like differences and family backgrounds and shit like that and the way we were raised,
mm-hmm.
like that's just like how life was, so like we can't really like get much into it. Like, everybody's already getting into it so far these days, so
it's all a fucking snap a cap, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. So like, yeah, well, let's get back into some lighter subjects here. So like, you wanna keep going with this one, or should I? It's up to you, really.
What do we got here? Show me what we got here. What's on the DOS? Give me the dirty DOS right now, dude.
Just those last two right there.
Migos getting played? What is,
That?
What's going on with that? What's so up with the Migos?
Pretty much, Migos is on a record label, the same record label as Lil Baby, I think Gunna, and four other artists. And basically, those other artists are getting more publicity, more views, more money into their pockets. And the Migos feel like they a bigger name, so they should be getting more money. They should be getting more everything like that. And they feel like they're getting cheaped out, and they feel like they're getting played. And, like, the reason why I put that on there, because it's, like, I really wanted to know, like, how you feel, like, about shit like that. Like, what would your reaction be towards that shit? Like, if fucking something like that were to happen to you. Like, if me and you were fucking on the same label, we were the biggest name on that label, and fucking everybody else is getting more attention than we are.
I mean, definitely feel played about it.
Right. Like, I would feel played about it, too. Like, I would feel like, hey, yo, like, real talk, like, these niggas is basically taking money out of our mouths, like...
Yeah, no, it's... Yeah.
Like, we the ones that everybody really want to see, not these niggas. Like, yeah, Lil Baby cool... Yeah, Gunna cool and all them shit, and like, yeah,
it's just because they're new talent, man.
Exactly. Like, I feel like that too. Like, I feel like it's just because they're new talent, so they're trying to make their names big so that way they can get more money and shit like that,
mm-hmm.
and then start working on the Migos and shit again. But at the same time, it's like, bro, you can't really sleep on the Migos. Like, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, their last album wasn't like really all that fire. Like, there was like four songs on there that I really fucked with.
Yeah,
but like, other than that, it was just like, from, like, my perspective as fucking a rapper, and, like, I wouldn't want shit like that to happen to me. Like, I don't want to fucking feel like I'm being played out of the label and shit like that.
Nah, dude.
Just to fucking boost somebody else.
Nah, man, you don't want to put somebody in the corner like that, dude. especially when they've already built the reputation like that. But I mean, maybe they think they're getting old. Maybe they think there's a limit to what the Migos can do. Maybe they're right.
Yeah, that's true. That is also true.
But I don't know. You know what I mean?
Like, you never know. They can switch their shit up and fucking shit will be different. But like, that was pretty much like what I wanted to give my take on it.
I mean, I didn't listen to their solo shit, but I heard their solo albums did really well.
Not Takeoff's. Offset
and, I thought Takeoff's did good.
Nah, Takeoff's did alright. Offset and Quavo's did great. But Takeoff's was alright. It was decent. I think it did like fucking, I think it was like a couple hundred thousand. I think it was like 750,000 sales, mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. And then Quavo's was, I think like a couple mil in sales. And fucking Takeoff's was like a mil. Or like, I think like 900,000, something like that. So like, they was doing decent numbers, but it wasn't like fucking, boom, Migos back when they was fucking dropping shit in fucking 2016, 2017. Shit, yeah. Like that.
I feel it.
But like, that was pretty much like my thoughts on it, because like, I really like would want some shit like that to happen to me. But at the same time, I do know that we trying to get our other niggas up. All the new niggas need to be on our level too, making more money and shit.
But
like,
I mean, I could understand why they're mad though. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I can't really speak on it too much though. You know, I don't really fuck with them like that. You know, they're on the radio. You know, I'll fuck with the shit because it's hype shit. But you know, at the end of the day, that's kind of all it is, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much just all hype shit. Like,
but I mean, everybody loves hype shit. But alright, dude.
Can't knock it till you try it.
So, you want another juicy topic?
Yes. He has been telling me this juicy topic ever since I got
and
here.
And I haven't told him
and
what it is
And I just said
yet.
One thing about it.
I haven't told him shit.
So, guys, this is going to be like a surprise for me just as much as you.
Okay, so check this, bro. Alright. The Chris D'Elia shit, right?
Oh, shit.
So, I don't know if you keep up with the comedy scene, like, as much as I do, like that, but do you know the podcast Fire and the Kid?
Yes.
With who?
Fucking, the one dude that we always keep watching. Fucking, what's his damn name?
Come on, dude.
Loud as shit. Fucking, I've seen him in a few movies.
Brian Callen?
Yeah, I think that's his name. Fucking,
Brian Callen. That's his name.
Fucking shaved head.
He's in
what movie is he? Fucking,
he's in, like, him. He's in all the Hangovers, I think. Look him up. Look him up. Jamie, please.
Jamie,
if you would.
Jamie.
Excuse me. Jamie, please.
Please, Jamie, hurry up.
Come on, dude, you got this. Brian Callen, dude. Brian, with a Y.
Oh.
And then Callen. Come on, man.
Brian, you really think I know Brian with a Y?
I don't know
Brian,
dude.
With an
I,
bro.
Probably should specify, dude.
I know Brian with an I. Yes.
You know exactly who that is.
Yes.
You know exactly who that is.
I was trying to say him this entire time. Yes.
All right, dude.
So, because like, I just saw him on the TV that you were just showing.
So check this out, dude. Dude, let me get my DOS together real quick. Alright. So, alright, man. You can think what you want to think about this. It's looking pretty fucking dicey, honestly. As a fan of him, I hope, you know, in good conscience that this shit didn't really happen. Which I really don't think it did, but I don't know. Because It just, it's fucking dicey. But if anything, it might be some cancel culture type shit, but I don't know. But check this out, right? So, he's got allegations towards him for sexual assault and misconduct.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking dicey.
Yeah, bro, that's...
And, I mean, this is, like, right after the Chris D'Elia shit. And... So, the girl's name is Catherine Fiore Tigerman.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's a terrible name.
That is a fuck.
But, I guess since June 17th, which was actually the day that Chris D'Elia's thing started trending on Twitter, you know, just happens to be that day, right? And so that day that it started trending, there was three additional women that told the Times that they fucking, like, had... Oh, shit. They told the Times that they had been mistreated by Callan in the same way.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And I skipped ahead a little bit, but what happened is the first chick, Catherine, she tweeted out some shit about it, saying, you know, she got raped and... Alright, dude, it's fucking... It's pretty hard.
That's fucking wild, dude. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude. And it dates, like, all the way back to 1999. That's when Catherine said it was. And the other girls say that it's later on. And it's just like all this other canceled shit, dude. Like, you don't... There's, like... It's dicey and it doesn't seem true. Well, this one, really, like, there's not, like, a fuck ton of... Like, there's really... It's just...
Yeah, it's not a fuck ton of evidence.
It's just out of the mouth right now. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And so, it's crazy because, I guess, like, supposedly they were best friends and... Oh, shit. Oh, alright, supposedly they were best friends and shit. And, her father got him, like, his first gig and shit. And, in, like... While he was doing the assault, he said that she looked like a playmate and shit. And honestly, I saw the picture of this woman and she was not cute at all. So, but there's other dicey shit, man. But we're coming up to the end of the episode. We fucking weren't paying attention to time. But
we do that a lot. I'm not gonna lie.
Yep, love you.
We really do. Like, it's all love here. We do this a lot. I'm not gonna lie. But.
Oh, we have a couple minutes. What the fuck? Do. I'm stupid, dude.
We do have a couple minutes.
I just hit dyslexia. I thought that said 59. What the God fuck?
God damn, bro.
I know, dude. And what I'm the one hell? Who's dyslexic. What the hell, dude? All right, well, anyway, we'll get back to it. All right. Fuck it.
That's fucking crazy. Like, so, really?
Yeah, in the actions Brian? Against him, his quoted words said, "She's so pretty, she could be a playmate." And I guess he was, like, standing behind her when she said it. And then, like, he was starting to kiss her. And then... She said that he was saying shit like, "Oh, it's okay. Oh, it's okay. You're gonna love this. You're gonna love this." And she just like, "Oh, I'm Catherine. It's me." Like, cause she like remembered seeing something about rape and people saying their names to like add to humanize the moment. I don't know, dude. It just sounds like some fucking bullshit, dude.
Yeah, that sounds like fucking.
And like, I don't know, dude. It just, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, if it happened, it's terrible. But it just, to me. And if you see this woman, she's not pretty. She's really not pretty. And, like, he's a good-looking dude. Like, I just don't know, dude. I don't know, man. Sounds
sketchy.
And then, plus, there's, like...
But if it is true, that's just
fucked. And then, supposedly, he went into a clothing store and, like, tried on some clothes, took them off, ran out to grab some other ones, and then, supposedly, the girl went in there to take clothes out. But, like, when the fuck does that ever happen?
No, that's weird.
Yeah, right? You put them in the bin. There's like a bin to put them mm-hmm. in. Usually. I mean, I don't know. Usually, right?
Yeah.
Or you leave them in there. Or you just take them fucking back out.
Yeah, usually.
They don't usually go in there. But he ran out to grab some other ones. Maybe he wants to... Like, I don't know, dude. To me, that just seems weird. But apparently, like...
It just seems like people
apparently, when she was in there, he like went back in there and like held her up against the wall and then fucking did the thing.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, but the way, like, the girl, like, the way that it's stated, dude, is, it's, like, very nonchalant, like, the way that she says it.
And you're in a store, you can't just scream?
And, yeah, I don't know, dude. She says, the way it was explained is it would just be better to get it done with.
What the fuck?
That's basically what it was, dude.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. That's the most dumbest shit I've ever heard. And see, that's why I think it's, like, some cancel culture type shit, like, you should really read into it. Because it's just, it's fucking bizarre, and I don't know, man, I don't think he did it.
Read into this shit.
But he, like, look him up on Instagram right now. He put a post out about it, and he made a statement. And, I don't know, I think it's a good statement, because most dudes in this situation would stay quiet. You know what I mean? But he's saying something, you know what I mean? He's trying to, like...
This one?
No. What the hell? Let me see. The fuck? Did he take it down?
He might have. Some people have to do shit like that sometimes.
Damn. He might have taken it off. Look it up on Google.
And if he took it off, that's sketchy.
Hurry up, look it up on Google.
I'm not gonna be doing it every time.
Come on.
I'm trying. fingers aren't fucking fast enough.
Alright, fuck it, dude.
This was... this?
Yeah. So what he said is, let me be very clear, I have never raped, forced myself upon any woman, nor offered to trade stage time for sex, ever. Forgot to mention that. The horrific and that's false allegations crazy. Originated in today's LA Times will be addressed in detail in a special Saturday night edition of my podcast, T-Fat K, tomorrow. I will not allow the cancel culture to subvert what I know is importantly what these women know.